हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्थु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसरि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So then, reading from Sri Tattva Sutras, Chapter 3, Achit Padartha, Prakarana, Matter, page 105. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted these words of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call the non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. The Narada Pancharatra said, in the midst of the spiritual world's splendor resides the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His peerless form, dark and handsome. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Krishna is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all, for he is the prime cause of all causes. In the Ishu Upanishad Mantra 8, it is said, such a person must factually know the greatest of all, who is unembodied, omniscient, beyond reproach, without veins, pure and uncontaminated, the self-sufficient philosopher who has been fulfilling everyone's desires since time immemorial. In the Brahmananda Purana, the demigods offer these prayers, glorifying Lord Krishna, who stays in Sri Radha's heart. You are the Supreme Brahman, whom the Madhyadina recession of the Vedas glorifies with the words Sad Eva Somyedam Agra Asit. We offer our obeisance to you again and again. The Vedas glorify you with the words Ve Vidye Veditvaye. You are the Supreme Brahman, described in the Vedas. We offer our obeisance to you again and again. The Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad describes you with the words Ekam Ekat Vityam. You are the Supreme Brahman, described in the Vedas. We offer our obeisances to you again and again. The Vedas glorify with the words Eko Vai Purushaha. You are the imperishable supreme person described in the Vedas. We offer our obeisances to you again and again. Ah, yes, Sutra 30. Okay, that works. Okay, the material senses can perceive the material world, but they cannot perceive the spiritual world in the same way, for that world is beyond their ability to know. Right, so then what's beyond, then within that, the spiritual, then there's the is aspect of Godhead, and then there's Bhagavan, it's the highest understanding. Sutra 30. The senses and mind, what they perceive, and the results produced by their acts of perception, are all material, for these are all created within the material world, and they are all a result of the soul's misidentifying itself as a material body. So the senses of mind, what they perceive, right, means what you're able to perceive with that according to your Pramana Chaitanya, then how you're going to interpret that according to the Paramitra Chaitanya, you know, the power of your mind, the Vishaya Chaitanya, how much it can you know, take that under, you know, take that form. So all these things, they're produced by the material energy. So that means whatever the results of these things, they're also then connected with the material energy. So this all comes up because the soul misidentifies with the body. So this idea is, no, through these things, I can understand, I can do all these things. That means you think, no, through intelligence, I can understand all this. That means you're thinking, I am intelligence. So identifying with the material energy, we being spiritual, but we identify with the material, therefore we'll think through the material, we can understand spiritual. But when we don't identify with it, then we understand its limitations, therefore taking shelter of the Shastra, Guru Sahara Shastra, then and there we can understand what is actual transcendence. So we have to be very, very careful. So Maya, this Nimitta aspect, this Guna Maya, Krishna, Maya is so clever that she covers one. And so you don't even know that you're in a fallen condition. That's the whole point of covering. Covering means you're covered so you don't know you're fallen. You think it's all right. And you don't even know you're falling further because she covers you again and you go down. Then it covers again and you go down. And so it just keeps going like that. So this is her trick. So because you misidentify with the body, therefore everything you see, you perceive, everything is based on that. And so if you have faith in that, then you're going to be distracted. But if you use, therefore, the Shastra to guide, and then through that with the material senses and mind and intelligence, you engage that in the Lord's service, then through the Chit Shakti, then you'll actually understand. But the material energy itself can't give it real understanding, not even of itself.
Good Maharaj?
Yes.
Maharaj, the spiritual experiences we get at our level, then those are also not, we can consider, perceived by senses and mind, right? Those will be the
Wait. Why would you consider that? The external energy is based on one's material identity. But if the devotee is identifying as servant of Krishna, he's working under the internal potency. Why would you say they're the same?
No, Maharaj, I wanted to check. In sometimes our mind might give that experience, and sometimes it's distinguishing between spiritual and material experiences. So how do we differentiate that in our life? Because we are Kanishta Adhikari, Maharaj. So it might be something...
Here's the simple thing. Is... If we're taking the premise that being Kanista Adhikar, we can't understand because of our lack of spiritual maturity, then why be in anxiety about it? Right? In other words, if we're not qualified to look at these things in a particular way, why would we insist on looking it in a particular way? Why wouldn't we just take it? I don't know, but I've seen from, looking at things that the acharyas, they know, Shastra knows, the sadhus following Guru and Sadhu Shastra, then they are giving us the correct thing. Whether they just have understanding or realization, it doesn't matter. They're giving us what is given by the great personalities of Krishna himself. Therefore, if we just strictly follow that, we know we're on the path. So how do you know that everything's going all right? Okay, am I in the kirtan? Yes. Am I taking part in the kirtan? Yes. Am I, not being distracted and thinking about, if there's going to be, the kirtan's going late, so am I going to get any mahaprasada, things like that. Okay, we're not doing that, check. Okay, and the kirtan is it's picking up, check. And all the devotees are dancing, check. And I'm feeling some, nice emotions and all that. Are they material or spiritual? Don't worry about it. You're situated where you're supposed to be situated. Therefore, that's why then sadhana bhakti is there. You know I'm doing the right things. Right? And someone can point out, no, but you're thinking of this or you're doing that. So you're in the right situation. Why acknowledging that the mental speculation platform won't work? We're not qualified anyway to function on that. But at the same time as we insist that how can we know? Because if you're saying you can't know, why you're saying how we'll know? Right? It is just like this. I need to go somewhere. I have never been there. I know nothing about it. I've been told about a trustworthy person. the second person, they can take you there. So do I have to be on the way as well? Are we get and not, do I experience? Are we getting there? Are we closer or not? Do we have to do that, or we just go? Okay, I follow him. He says, you know, let's go this way. Go, you know, get on this bus. You know, get on this train. You know, get down here. Walk over here. Stay on this side of the road. Do we need to worry about it?
No matter.
Yes. So in other words, don't get mental.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj. Thank you.
Maharaj.
So yes.
The point we are relishing Krishna consciousness because we are getting experience through senses. Similarly, we have attachment to the Lord, and the philosophy what we are hearing, the intelligence, like day by day, the attachment to the process, to the knowledge, and to the bliss is increasing. That shows that the process is it is going in a positive way, whereas in the material world, like the experiences of the senses and the attachments, mind's attachments, and the knowledge is constantly changing because people are speculating in all these three aspects. So that shows that in the material world, we are not stable with the material consciousness and any material experiences, whereas in the spiritual, it is stable and it is always progressive. So
yes, because it also has to be understood is that it means in that is that you're experiencing things with the senses. That's not the problem, but it's just based on what position, because this idea that I won't experience things through the senses, spiritual means not through the senses. That's a mundane concept. We're just taking the negative. Okay, if this is material, then negate that. That will be spiritual. But how is negation of something better? I have an apple. It's not so good. I get rid of the apple. Now in this place, I have this fabulous apple, right? Is that how it works? Or I have this apple, it's not so good. I get rid of the apple. Now I just have nothingness there. And it's so perfect. I'm such an ecstasy with the perfectness of non-appleness. You know, near apple, Bob. Right?
Yes.
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
How much can you squeeze out of that there's no apple sitting there? So that's the whole point. If we're eternal, you can't squeeze that eternally. So it's a real foolish position that the Mayavadis are so stuck on. Because no, you won't get that. So we have to understand is that as a person, we have senses. There's no question of no senses. It's a matter of are the senses purified? So now we're able to appreciate the spiritual platform.
Yes, right?
But it can't be done. They can't be purified by material means. They have to be purified by spiritual means. So since we're material, we're dealing with these material things. Where do we get this from? We get it from those who have situated themselves on the spiritual platform. And why would it work if we're material and they're spiritual? Why would it work? Because we by nature are actually spiritual. So we're just uncovering what's there. Like if I have, let's say I pick up a bunch of mud and I take that mud and put it under a tap and I wash that mud until all the mud is gone. Do I have anything left?
No,
there's nothing. So this is Mayavada and Buddhism. Then you'll have nothing. And somehow or another, that's good. Why is nothing any better than mud? Why are they defining that nothing's better than mud? Right? You know, what's the problem with mud? Right? So why is it nothing? And so why would we be interested in nothing? If we're nothing, then we wouldn't be existent. That's the thing. They make a philosophy based on we are nothing. And then if there's nothing, that means there is nothing. If you really believe your philosophy, that means you're not here to think all these things. and you don't care because you're already nothing. You know, so nothing becomes mud and then becomes nothing. How does from nothing you get mud? So the philosophy is really, really not well thought out, because you have to remember is that who established these philosophies? Did we establish them, the materially conditioned living entities? No, we couldn't establish them like that. So the Lord comes as Buddha, the Lord sends Shankaracharya, the Lord comes as Jinnah. You know, and in this way establishes these bogus philosophies that, you know, and they're done in such a way that they make us feel, yes, it's real. Now, let us say a ring has dropped into the mud. We pick up that ring in the mud. Now we wash it. When you wash away the mud, you end up with a ring. Because the point is if we're nothing, why the endeavor? We're nothing anyway. If it's something's based on we're not existing, that means this illusion doesn't exist. Why are they worried about it? They're worried about it because they're perceiving this. And who's they? That's the living entity. And so that means there is a gold ring.
In university, Maharaj, we said that when they said that, we said, you are right, they are nothing.
Yeah, so you're nothing, so then why are you sitting here? Why are you doing that? That means if it's nothing, everybody here is nothing. So what does it matter if you're the professor, they're the professor? You get paid, they get paid. In other words, it's all nothing, so we'll give your money to all these students here.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's all nothing, you know, so it doesn't matter. So that's the whole thing. How can you get something out of nothing? And if you're nothing, why do you care about this something? Why are you so worried about getting rid of this something to become nothing if you're nothing? So you can't have that double, you know, this double, there is nothing. How can you make something out of nothing? Oh, it just happened. How does this just happen? Right? And these are the people that claim that they're scientific. Oh, we're logical. Where, how do you get something out of nothing? Oh, it just happened. How does it just happen? Explain it. Do we see any case, instance of that in nature today? All the whole planet, everything, it just out of nothing, something happens. Do we see any example? No. So then why wouldn't it be going on? If I just out of me, by chance it comes up and life comes up, we would see from matter now and again, life would come up. But we don't. And they say, oh no, but now it's changed and it's taken. But that means then you're conscious of it. It's by intelligence, it's not by chance. So make your pick. Why is it sometimes it's intelligence, sometimes it's chance? No, because it's consciousness. So we're conscious, therefore, when you uncover the covering of the material covering, you have the substance. That's why the process works. Otherwise, if we're nothing, why is it that sages give us a process to purify? When we purify, that we would be on the spiritual platform, unless we're spirit. Right? It's just practical knowledge. That's the point, is they say, oh, we're just practical. But then when they actually, their philosophy is not practical at all.
Maharaj, whenever we ask them this type of questions, their Brahmastra is after realization, you will understand whatever these are arguments are not.
Okay, great. That means, but are you realized now? And if you're not, then how do we know that what you're saying is not just totally bogus? You're saying it's here, but you're not realized. So then why are you saying this? Right? You're understanding it, but you're not realized. So then that means it's not about spiritual. You, as a mundane, covered person with upadis, are understanding it. That means it must be mundane. Because you're based on the material energy. Well, then, you know, by purifying the way, then it'll go. But then you haven't taken it away and you understand. That means what you're talking about is bogus. Why should we listen to your bogusness? You're not realized, because if you're realized, you'd be nothing. You wouldn't be here talking. So therefore, why should we listen to you?
Correct, Maharaj.
See, because they try to distract everybody into something else that seems to support what they're saying, rather than no, just get down to the essence. That's why, factually speaking, only Vaishnavism is not dogma. Everything else is dogma. And then they'll claim by the effect of the Avidya Shakti that we're dogma. Oh, you know, all these things, you won't talk about, you know, what God and this and that. No, you won't talk about it. We're happy to talk about it.
Yes, Maharaj.
So is there an A after the G and after the N in your name? So is Pandurang Sharan or Panduranga Sharan?
Panduranga Sharan, Maharaj.
Okay, but just for keeping up with the northern tradition. Okay, are we good for?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you.
In other words, no use to spend your time talking with all these Mayavads. In other words, don't go out of your way. If you happen to, you know, you're sitting on the train going down, you know, south or something like that, and, you know, there happens to be one there that you're going to be stuck with for the next 24 hours, then, you know, then you discuss the philosophy. But don't go out of your way to talk to these guys. Right?
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj.
Udriti, Srila Jiva Goswami. Udri Srila Jiva Goswami explains how the soul's original nature is covered in Anucheda 92 as follows. Though the jiva is pure, he takes on the quality of upadis because of the upadis. This is illustrated with an example. The qualities belonging to the subtle body do not belong to the atma, but appear to be so, just as the trembling quality of the water imposed on the reflection of the moon is not the trembling of the moon, though it appears to be so. In other words, the problems of upadis are happening with the upadis. They're not happening to the soul. But because the soul identifies with them, therefore then he thinks, this is me. You know? So he creates his own problems. So that's the thing, is that their conception that we get rid of the upadi, there'll be nothing. It's an upadi itself. Because the point is they're not, because they're saying, I am this particular person from this place, or I am nothing. But the point is both of those are upadis, right? They're saying, no, when you give it up, you'll understand we're nothing. But the point is it's still an identification that you're nothing. I am nothing. Aham Brahm Asmi. I am nothing. But the point is who are you that is thinking that? So that doesn't actually solve the problem that through an upadi we create therefore the effects of the upadis and therefore we become affected. Point is when you remove the upadi, then we are who we are, servant of the Lord. Then we act in service of the Lord. That's why the Vaishnav thing is not understood, because then we're engaging the senses. Oh, that's karma. You know, you're analyzing things. Oh, that's yan. No. You're engaging your senses in the service of the Lord. That's proper. And all these others are engaging the senses not in the service of the Lord. So it's not that the jnani is any less mundane. You know, it's just dry stool, wet stool. It's two different positions. So dry stool can be used to make a fire, wet stool, then you use it to, you know, do left on, you know, mud the floors. Right? Just as the qualities like quivering of the reflection of the moon are seen, created by the medium, upadi, water. Though the moon in the sky does not quiver, similarly the qualities of the material upadis appear on the pure atma who becomes the seer. The Atma in a covered state, drashtu, or the material ahankara, represented by the reflection, which identifies the self with the upadis because of Maya, thinking, I am that material upadi. The Atma is pure because he sees himself as a material body by identification. Though the Atma is pure, but he sees himself as a material body by identification, it is said. Just as one may imitate persons from whom one sees dancing and singing, similarly the soul, although never the doer of material activities, is thus forced to imitate the qualities of the intelligence. Srimad Bhagavatam 11:22-53. So everybody's imitating. And it's just whoever can pull it off as if they're cool. Then people follow them, but everybody's imitating. Purport by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Though the jiva is different from what he sees, he accepts the qualities of what he sees. An example is given, just as a child follows in his mind the tunes, beat, and rasas depicted by a dancer or singer on seeing them, the jiva is made to imitate the qualities of the intelligence by the force of the guru. Because the intelligence means that it discriminates between things and engages the senses, you know, the mechanic aspect. So therefore, the mind is attracted by the hearing of the singing or dancing. And so the intelligence analyzes what's going on, and as the dancer moves their hands, or the child moves their hands, I say, you know, that kind of stuff. It is said, Shukho, Vichashte, Gyabi Shudna Kartahu. The pure jiva becomes absorbed in the actions of the conditioned soul. Srimad Bhagavatam 5:11-2. The aspect B in Vichashte indicates absorption. Commentary by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The word Indriyani here refers to both the knowledge acquiring senses and working senses. What the knowledge acquiring senses perceive is form, taste, smell, sound, touch. What the working senses do is the five actions, which begin with walking. The results produced by their actions of perception are the mind's activity accepting something and rejecting others. All these are material, for they are all created within the material world, and they are all the result of the soul's misidentifying itself as a material body. In the Upanishads, it is said, from the Supreme, all the life airs and all the senses were created. Then he created the mind. Right? Because you have all them, then the mind controls them. Just like you have the population, then you have Kshatriyas, they control the people, you have the cows, and the Vaishyas control the cows, you have knowledge, you have religion, and the Brahmanas, then they establish that. In the Katha Upanishad 2:3-7-8, it said, higher than the senses are the sense objects. Higher than the sense objects is the mind. Higher than the mind is the intelligence. Higher than the intelligence is the soul. Higher than the soul is the Mahatattva. Higher than the Mahatattva is the unmanifested. Higher than the unmanifested is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing is higher than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the highest. He is the supreme destination. And so that's your balance of how you're seeing matter, is you see matter in its connection with the Lord, and you see the living entities, how they are entrapped by Maya, but then they can turn the attention the other way and focus on Paramatma, and that way be free from all this problem. Okay. So that ends the study of the Paramatma. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.